Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, shoes, cocaine, Waffle House, one worker, and Donnie Baker. All right after this.
There's times when a man wants to sink his teeth into something that's so good, so unforgettably delicious, so darn tasty, that denying him even one flavorful moment would be akin to stealing his horse or insulting his mother. That's why when I have a hankering for hearty, hunger-satisfying food, nothing better stand in my way.
Well, well, looky here. Somebody done left me a big plate of grub. Don't mind if I do.
Cowboy, you take one more step and touch these, and you're going to lose a lot more than just your reaching arm.
Aw, oh, you're yellow. You ain't got to...
Wow.
Girl Scout cookies. It's what's for dinner.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, back to the sports desk. With Chick McGee.
And nope.
Well, you refused to do the story?
I said I was done before we left four times.
All right, I'll do it. This is from
I thought you already did it.
Our source is Esports Insider.
And Adidas have come up with a gaming shoe. Christy?
I think it's exciting.
Okay.
It's utterly pointless. Adidas now has a shoe designed for those who participate in esports.
Everyone look at Tom for a second? It's like he's on, I don't know, you're standing on rubber. What are you doing?
He finally admitted this morning.
Are you okay?
What's going on?
That he takes a Sudafed every day.
I took a Sudafed and I've had four cups of coffee.
Why doesn't your heart explode?
Your caffeine level is off the chart right now.
Feeling good.
Here's what I'm looking at.
Sorry.
Yeah, he bounces all the time.
Well, that's because
I'm surprised I can't hear it in your voice.
I also need to pee, so could we?
You just came back.
Where'd you go?
I didn't have time to finish.
You're midstream. You ran back.
I didn't have time to finish.
Could we get back?
Stop, Tom. Everybody works hard. Everyone's put upon. Everyone has life. Uh-huh. You're not too busy to complete your race. Okay. Please slow down. Life moves pretty fast. Ferris told us that. Come on.
Okay, sorry. So anyway, the Adidas E-shoe, I guess. I don't know what they're called. You don't think it's a little bit odd that there's...
I do. Yeah.
A shoe can be linked with anything.
Yeah.
I assume it's a loafer.
You think they have bird-watching shoes? I bet they have bird-watching shoes.
Sure.
Think
so?
Yeah.
Well, like you gotta hike to get to the bird.
Like a hiker?
Maybe a hiker?
Yeah. Nice
but I mean, the commercial, I want to be like Mike. Oh, Michael Jordan? No, the fat guy over there playing, sitting in front of his computer all day playing video games. Wow. He's a millionaire.
Okay. Yes, he probably is.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids making a lot of money playing games.
It's embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah.
Get your fat ass outside. Okay.
Well, not all gamers are fat.
No, of course not.
Nothing worse.
Some of them forget to eat.
The first shoe designed to be sat in.
Nothing worse than being overweight.
You know, it's just ridiculous. It's not an athletic shoe.
No.
Maybe gloves for your fingers to protect against blisters.
Well, now I know they have gaming gloves with the fingers cut out.
Oh, they do?
See, that's almost making sense. You're not going to, hey, I tell you, my game really improved when I put on my new Adidas loafer.
Just a money grab.
Yeah, okay. They'll probably sell a million of them. So
yep.
Good for them. Could you get the phone, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
How are you?
Tom, I could have saved you a step. Mountain Dew's already got liquid Sudafed in it.
Ah.
I swear to God. You put that on your list for Christmas. Oh, have you guys checked your calendars yet? Christmas right around the corner.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
I swear to God.
It sure is.
Man, it's racing this year, chick. I went and got a second job to help set some money back for gifts.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, now that Whiffy's getting older, I'm sure he's going to want one of them high-tech Atari or Sega gaming systems. This year, I'd really like to do something for my mom, Phyllis.
Oh, that's nice.
You know? Well, for the last couple of years, she's been wanting to get her breast implants straightened out and refurbished.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Uh-huh. You've seen it. They're totaled.
They're all whopper-jawed. Yeah.
They are. Both implants over the years have got all hard and petrified. The left one worked its way out of the socket, so it looks like her armpit's got an out-of-control goiter.
That's not good.
Unsightly.
So I went down to the discount surgery clinic and put two hammers on layaway for her.
Oh, good.
Really?
I got to earn some quick cash fast. Last time I got one of these seasonal jobs, it didn't work out real good.
What'd you do?
Well, I got a job working at some Christmas tree farm.
Okay, good.
But got fired for refusing to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas to the customers.
Really?
I'm like, it's called Christmas tree, Dick, not Happy Holidays tree. So they fired me. Owner son did it right there under the tent.
You were in the right.
Do you know you can't collect unemployment on a part-time job if you already got a full-time job?
Really?
What?
Something about double jeopardies.
I see. I'm actually glad to hear
it. Well, anyways, this year's seasonal job ain't going much better.
Oh, what kind of job are you doing this year?
I got a job delivering pizza for this hippie pizza outfit called Piece of Pizza, spelled P-E-A-C-E.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of, I bet they have like a big big piece logo on the pizza box.
Yeah.
The owner's such a dick. And they only sell whole pizza, so it's confusing across the board. I've been delivering for them for almost a month and ain't made a penny. Actually, I'm losing money at a rapid pace.
How can you lose money delivering pizza?
Yeah, no joke.
Well, my truck's been in the shop all month, just playing keep away from repo, man. But I'm hoping once I get it back, I can stop having to take Ubers on every shit delivering the pizza.
Yep.
Then I'll start posting a profit.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
That reminds me, I got to call my public offender and see if we can sue Ubers for stealing my invention and intellectual property.
Of what?
Well, basically for taking my food delivering ideal, Tom, Uber Eats. Apparently, they don't understand copyright infringement and the laws of eminent domain.
Oh, okay. I guess not, yeah.
Well, my deal's going to be huge. It's called Boober. Swear to God.
Really?
Basically, I deliver the strip club right to your porch.
Oh.
It's still in the larval stage, but I'm interviewing investors. Josh, with your Pornhub experience, you could have a great future with us.
Yes.
See, with Boober, our stock owners always have to use two hands. Swear to God, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and the brochure also says, hell yes, this is a pyramid scheme. Matter of fact, make it a double. Swear to God. Oh, and here's the best part. When you make the sales pitch, you're allowed to say, are you saying no or just working on your motorboat skills? Swear to God. It's a win-win that way.
Yes.
And, I got business cards on back order.
Okay, good.
I'll see you after lunch.
Okay, thanks, Donnie. Right.
Hi, Donnie.
Okay, got a nice seasonal job. There's
a
lot of those out there for some
papers.
For some nice extra cash. And I believe that is sports.
It is.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Now, when you ask me when we come back again, what am I supposed to do?
We covered a lot of ground in sports.
Sure.
But we even had that world
record. Lamar Odom's engaged. Got to say,
oh, yeah.
To his personal trainer. He's got a pretty good-sized rock on her hand, too. I don't know where he's getting his money. But
that's what I thought. Thank you for bringing that up.
That's the guy that got arrested at the...
almost died.
At the bunny ranch.
Yeah. Okay.
Married to Chloe.
Okay, I don't keep track.
Divorced her in 16. That's right. Divorced 2016.
Well, good luck. Divorced. Now,
love the Kardashians. They're the best.
So the big world record we had today was... great. Perfect.
Yep.
The big world record today was the oldest married couple.
Yes. So the big world record today was all about time. Yeah. Time passing.
Well, I mean, they've been married for 80 years. There's a lot to that. I finally looked up.
No skills involved, just time passing.
Yes. Well,
still staying alive.
Yeah. Still
time
a record.
Passages. Just staying alive.
But they're still healthy at their age. 106, what's
they look amazing. They look amazing. They don't look 50, like 80.
The 50th anniversary, what is that?
Gold.
50th is gold.
Okay, and I 70.
75th is diamond.
Oh, 80 is oxygen.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That is nice.
But we'll find out.
And 85 is pine.
Sorry.
Mahogany for some. You don't know.
But back to you, Kristen. So what's happening in the world of news?
Florida woman was spotted driving a golf cart on an interstate express lane, according to WTVJ.
Where news comes first.
Florida Highway Patrol alleged the woman stole the cart from a University of Miami hospital on Saturday and drove it onto I-95 in Miami-Dade County.
Wow.
A video apparently captured by another motorist and shared onto Instagram by the account.
I'm asking this. This sounds like a Tom question, but would it have been okay to be on the interstate if she hadn't been in the express lane?
No.
It makes a point of saying express lane.
Right? In Florida, I'm surprised driving golf carts on the highway isn't legal at this point.
Can you be on a golf cart up and down your street?
No.
Yes, in some areas, yeah.
And some have to be licensed.
It's like a make-believe neighborhood, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're in, I don't think, you'd have to have a modified golf cart to have it street legal, but you certainly can't be on an interstate.
What do you need? Signals? No. Signals? Lights? Signals?
That depends probably what state you're in, but I imagine that a electric golf cart probably can't go more than what?
They take the governor off.
Okay, well, the point is she's on the interstate. The poor lady's obviously out of her mind.
How many golf
balls
you
carry? Just play through.
How many what?
How many golf balls you carry in a golf cart? Does anybody know
that? Well, it depends on the holder thing. Usually four.
Could we move on?
A video apparently captured by another motorist and shared onto the Instagram account called Only in Dade shows the woman changing lanes among the other cars in the express lane. She's not been identified and was involuntarily committed to a hospital.
Only in Dade sounds like a good follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's obviously got a couple marbles lost.
Yeah.
Poor thing on the freeway. Wow.
In England, a new National Health Service report has revealed a rise in the number of people using cocaine who are over the age of 90.
90?
Why not?
Does it have any laxative effects? Or?
Last year, 10 people between 90 and 99 were admitted to the hospital for mental health issues after taking the Class A drug, according to the NHS digital report.
Wow. Mm. Barney's on coke. He missed our dinner call at 4:30.
Don't you get a pass at a certain age? You just go, you know what?
Well, it'll still kill you.
I know.
I guess it's easier to rub on your gums when you can take your teeth out.
That's true.
I have a friend who's been sober for quite a while, and he says when he turns 75, he's going to start drinking like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure his grandkids are thrilled. Yeah, wonderful idea.
Can you commend the talking?
Oh, and a 90-year-old on cocaine?
Yeah, 90-year-old on coke. Blah, blah, blah. The grandchildren are going, can we go home?
And they always want to try to play guitar. Have you ever been around people?
If you want to get down on the ground, cocaine, grab me that guitar.
That's just kind of sad, really.
It is kind of sad.
Okay.
Here's a happy little story.
Oh, good.
Waffle House is known to not close for anything.
Yeah.
Even if there's only one worker behind the counter, Ethan Crispo told AL.com.
Our news comes through.
Ethan Crispo.
Crispo. that was the case early Sunday morning at a location in Birmingham, Alabama.
This poor guy spent his whole life saying, "Yeah, your name sounds like a cereal. Go to hell."
Ethan says he came in just after midnight to find a single man tending to the incoming crowd of hungry, heavily imbibed customers.
They were drunk.
That's right. That's when Crispo says a customer stood up, asked the employee for an apron, and got to work.
What?
Soon, other customers also jumped in to wash dishes and bus tables.
That sounds like a scene from a Disney musical.
Waffle House spokesman Pat Warner says a scheduling miscommunication left the lone worker to take care of the restaurant by himself. Mr. Warner says Waffle House appreciates the customers who stepped up, but prefer their associates behind the counter.
Yeah, as do their insurance policy. Like, come on. You can't do that.
We're sorry, but apparently Mr. Marcus wasn't familiar with the way to handle raw chicken.
He was dragging his junk through the scrambled eggs.
But that is
I think it's a nice
That is a sweet story. Everybody helping
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. What do you mean you'd be pissed?
Yeah.
If first off, I'd be annoyed that there's only one worker, and then all of a sudden I saw some jackass up. I'll help. Ah, sit back down.
Really?
No. Yes. You'd be starving, and you'd be going, I can go make my own pancakes. Or they don't have waffles.
Right, but I wouldn't. I would.
Yeah, they don't have pancakes at Waffle House.
You think they would.
And by the way, where was this? I would probably
Birmingham,
travel.
Birmingham, Alabama.
In Birmingham, I would go 0.5 miles to the next Waffle House.
Yeah, down the street.
Would you ever go to, you won't go
he
to Waffle
went
House?
To Waffle House.
I just went to one. When I drove to Dallas.
What about waffles? You don't like waffles?
I went to one in Texarkana.
He thought they had pancakes.
Yeah, by the way, the next morning I went to the pancake. I went to IHOP across the street.
They didn't have waffles.
I prefer pancakes to waffles.
Oh,
sorry.
But their hash browns are to die for at Waffle
House. I had a very nice dinner at Waffle House. But that was, wouldn't this be a great scene in a Disney musical? All of a sudden all the kids are making the food and they're dancing.
I wouldn't buy it for a second.
Okay, here we got. Here's the hash browns. Smothered, covered, chunked, diced, peppered, capped, topped, country.
God, all right,
I can name what each one of those means.
You're kidding.
Here we go. Smothered.
Cheese.
Grilled onions. Covered.
Cheese.
Covered is melted cheese. Chunked.
Salsa.
No, diced ham.
Diced ham.
Hickory smoked ham.
Oh, ham.
Wait ham in your hash brown.
This is now a contest, and Josh, you declared the contest. You're losing.
Okay, well, keep going.
Diced.
Onion.
Green pepper.
Grilled tomatoes.
What?
Peppered.
Peppers.
Jalapeno peppers. That's right. Who said peppers? Was that
you?
He didn't say jalapeno.
Finally, he got one. Capped.
Mushrooms.
That's right. Grilled mushrooms. Damn. Topped.
Gravy.
Chili. Okay. Country.
Gravy.
Sausage gravy. That's right.
Wow.
So you got what, two?
Yeah, I did real bad.
No, we weren't even going to. We weren't going to do a contest.
I would have brought my order. I didn't order any of this.
This is your idea, genius.
Smothered and covered.
Well, no wonder we don't want you helping out with everybody else.
I was so confident,
but you can get smothered, covered, chunked, diced, peppered, capped, topped, country, all the way. It's called all the way.
Oh my!
Yeah,
all the way is everything.
That's exactly right. All the way is everything, Josh.
It's a sweet story, though. Once again,
customers amazing.
Step in to help a lone Waffle House employee, and they all pitched in and did the dishes,
it was a sweet
did the
story
cooking.
Too.
I think it's fun.
I don't know.
You think you'd sat late at night? You would have sat down. Oh, sure, I'll go.
No,
cook
no
some
way.
Bacon. No,
nope.
Oh, I would have.
I would have known that they're.
I totally would have bust. I would have waited.
It says. It says. Waffle
yeah,
House.
I'm a great waitress.
Waffle House spokesman Pat Warner said a scheduling miscommunication left the lone worker there to take care of the restaurant by himself. By the way,
just means LaWanda didn't show up.
Yeah, I bet
LaWanda's
it wasn't a miscommunication.
Baby that night.
I'm not going in tonight. There's
I have
no
trouble
way.
Carrying all the food out, but I could take. I could work a.
By the way,
surprised.
This just in: this guy Pat Warner, the Waffle House spokesman, actually isn't the Waffle House spokesman. It's just some truck driver who's filling in for Pat Warner.
Christy, I'm not doubting your serving skills.
Oh yeah,
I just can't believe that you would get up and do it.
Of course, I would.
I wouldn't.
I worked in a restaurant for years, but I was a cook, not a waiter.
See, I'd let the guy behind the counter cook.
I did have to wait tables on a couple of occasions, and I will let you know I was the world's worst waiter.
Yeah, I would be bad.
No, because they'd be talking about something, and I'd correct them.
Nope.
I did it for
Or would you go, I bet
no,
this, I
no,
bet
that
this
was
came
Robert
out of
De Niro
your mouth.
And The Godfather.
You guys aren't surprised by this, are you?
You're not.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.